Hello, everyone. Welcome to an all new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back. Hello and
happy new year.
New decade. It's good. We're here. I'm still tired. I slept a lot.
After Mexico?
Oh, God, yes. In Marlon's words, I was in hibernation.
We had so much fun.
I was tired.
So much fun.
I got back Thursday morning and...
Y'all got up at the butt crack of
but I'm so glad
night,
we came.
Not even dawn.
It was black.
Yeah,
outside.
I'm glad that I didn't have to get up that early, but I was a little like, damn, they are in Atlanta and we are still in Mexico. When y'all texted and were like, we made it.
It
I was like,
that early.
We're about to get on the van.
We're going to the smoothie bar.
Right. Oh my God. I didn't make that walk.
When they said they was walking, me, Jordan, and Maya
first of
was
all,
like, ooh.
First of all, I was still half asleep. I responded to Ariel like, just get me a smoothie, not thinking. Then I woke up and I texted Ariel back and I was like, wait a second. It takes like 40 minutes to get to the smoothie place.
And back.
And then another 40 back. Are y'all going to make it? Because at that time it was like 10:30.
Yeah.
I was like, are y'all going to make it back in time? Ariel says something like, we'll see. Damn. And then I thought, why did I ask for a smoothie? It's going to be melted by the time they get back. I should have got an empanada.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't need food. I'm eating my taco. I should have got an empanada.
Okay. I should have got an empanada.
They came back hot, sweaty.
Oh.
Ariel tapping her Apple Watch. All right, guys, I was 3.7 miles. I'm laying, getting my last little bit of relaxation on the back of the, I'm just relaxing. Oh, y'all are back. Ooh, y'all look stank.
When they said they walked, I said, ooh, child.
Mm-mm. It hit me. I was like, when she said, I was like, that's a long walk. And then it hit me. I was like, wait a second. We GPS'd that walk. Mm-hmm. It was literally 40, 45 minutes one way.
Yep.
Are y'all going to make it back?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. But yeah.
I was glad I got back early because I like went and got the dogs. Mm-hmm. I had time to chill. I had an interview. Like,
oh, you did that Friday?
That day, yeah. That Thursday.
What?
Yeah,
when?
At 2:30.
Oh, my gosh.
They wanted me to do it on Tuesday, and I was like, that's not going to work. I said, I told them.
Thank God you made it back like on time and everything. Did you hear about Aaron?
Yes. I said, oh, hell. I said, poor thing.
Lord,
this is why I do straight throughs. This is what I do.
If possible, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Craziness. But yeah, we had a blast, you guys. So just to give you some insight, we celebrated my bachelorette in Playa del Carmen, but we found this Airbnb in this area called Puerto Aventuras. Guys, go.
Y'all should see her face.
Go. Look for houses.
It was a good time.
In Puerto Aventuras. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like this little community about 15 minutes south of Playa del Carmen. It's gated. The whole community is gated, one, and then on top of that there are different gates that you have to go to get to wherever your residence is that you're staying. So they have condos, they have houses. We were in a house. They have at least two hotels in there. And then there's a whole marina within it, so like you can, we rented a boat for half a day and we didn't have to leave our community to catch our boat. It was like we just had to get to the top,
get in the golf cart,
get in our you can rent golf carts to get around. There's restaurants in there, shopping, like markets, pharmacies, liquor store, everything you need. You don't have to leave Puerto Aventuras.
Don't.
There's a beach in there. It was wonderful. So I'm like recommending it. I'm like, it's the best secret. Like, go stay in a place in Puerto Aventuras. The Omni is there.
Yes.
Oh my God, we had a blast. Our house was spectacular. Small, minor things that I would take up with Sergio Salvador.
No.
What was his name?
His name was Salim.
It was. Salam. At one point, we were calling it Salam. Like, we had it backwards. Salim.
Yes.
But,
who was very attractive.
He was handsome.
I said, ooh, he's cute. Hello.
We had great service while we were there, minus a couple of people on our last night that it was like, are you being racist?
Yeah.
But we're just going to let it go because everyone else was wonderful. Mm-hmm. We had the best time. Nobody got sick.
On the boat, yes.
Oh, yeah. On, we had some motion sickness, but nobody got like alcohol sick
no.
or like the Curse of Montezuma or whatever they call it. That's when you get the shits in Mexico. That's what they call it. I think it's Montezuma's Curse or something like that.
Yeah.
Had great food.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Let's do it again.
Wow.
It was one of the best trips of my life. I had so much fun. Kirsten was out there looking all sexy.
Oh, God.
In her hot pink bathing suit and her New Year's Eve outfit. We had such a good, we looked so good.
Yes.
No fights, no drama.
Well.
Not really. Anything.
Nothing too cuckoo. That's normal.
Exactly. That could have happened at Sunday brunch. Nothing unique to Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah. So
everyone got along.
Mm-hmm. We had a comedian on our trip by the name of DeMonica MacIver. I think she was like practicing her stand-up routines on us because she was out of control. She was out of control. Shout out to DeMonica. She was in her rarest and best form.
It was hilarious. She had me rolling. I said, girl, a mess. What?
I'll tell you after we get off. Oh, God. But yeah, that was our new year. Kirsten, mm-hmm. I was going to say, how was your Christmas? But we were together for that, too.
We were together on Christmas Day.
I'll give a recap for that. I finally met Kirsten's brother.
She did.
It was Kirsten, Marlon, her boyfriend, her brother, and his girlfriend, who's a sweetheart. Love her, by the way.
She is very sweet.
They came over to our house for dinner. My mom and I cooked. I did a very solid job. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Good.
I did a very solid job. One of my best macaronis.
You killed the mac and cheese. You did.
One no more. Okay.
I
had no leftovers for the mac and cheese. And mm-hmm. I could have made more. And Terry was like, you don't want to have leftovers.
You didn't have any, really.
We barely had enough for two servings. Yeah. Anyways, had a good time talking, playing games, mm-hmm. spades, yikes.
I'm mad rusty on spades. I was doing good, and then I got tired, and then it was all she wrote.
Y'all don't. I wouldn't recommend Kirsten as a spades
That's
partner.
Not nice. I did okay. It was when you sat.
I don't
down
take
in the
okay
game,
spades partners.
Look, before you sat down, I was actually doing quite well, and then the game.
Were you doing quite well, or were you just doing better than Ricky's girlfriend?
I was doing well. And then the game before you and then the game you said that I was tired. I was like, this is not going to go well. And then
it was
awful
spades. And I was only took part in one game.
It's okay.
Woof.
It just takes practice. That next day I started playing spades on my computer.
As well you should. Let me tell you, I played. That is how I got so good at spades. Like, one, my dad taught me to play Bidwist, which is like advanced spades.
Yeah.
So like I had to have a super super thorough understanding mm-hmm. of spades mm-hmm. at a young age. So I do. I'm an excellent spades player. I can play with anybody, god damn it.
Okay.
I'm an excellent spades player. Don't try me.
Okay.
Don't try me.
Oh jeez.
But
I know how black people get with spades.
But on top of that, I used to play spades online as a kid a lot. And so I just got really, really good at it. Really good at it. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, that was our Christmas. And mm-hmm. then what's been going on since we got back from Mexico? Anything?
Nothing really. The day we got back, I was very happy we got back early. The airport wasn't too cuckoo.
Yeah, it was chill.
It was a chill. Like the flight coming back, first of all, shout out to that Delta pilot because, baby, when he hit that corner, that
Kirsten,
man didn't stop.
We got back an hour earlier than we were supposed to. And our flight was delayed. I told Tyrell to be at the airport. First, I told him 6:30. Then our flight was delayed like 30, 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, make it 7:30. We landed at like 5:45.
I was like, they're back early.
I checked my phone.
Like, wait, what time is it?
Now, I know I didn't have enough time to finish, to nap and finish little. But damn. What the hell?
The pilots coming back from Mexico did not play. Like, first of all, there were no other planes except for ours that was sitting here.
Okay.
So I said, all right, nobody's here. Cool. And then they started loading people in. They're like, all right. First, they said boarding was at 7:05. Mm-hmm. They didn't board people till 7:30. Do you know by 8:08, we were in the air?
Was your flight not full?
No, it was.
Oh, wow.
It was no games. Full. And I said, okay, we're probably going to leave late because it's 7:30 and I'm still sitting out here. So they load us all on the plane, blah, blah, blah. They said, the door is closed. The minute they said that, he was
backing up.
I was like, here we go. I was like, I said, where's my Xanax? Because this might be a rough one. I said, okay. And then he stopped and he goes, mind you, I had the window closed. So this is all sensation. Mm-hmm. And he stopped and goes, there's a plane that has an issue on the runway. So we're going to wait for them to move. And the minute they move, we're going to go because we're first in the line. And I said, all right, cool. In my mind, I was like, we're probably going to sit for like 20 minutes. It's a big ass plane. No. He said that 5 minutes later.
Fuck this. We going around.
Bruh, all I felt was a left turn or right turn, and he was
and off we went.
We were gone.
Lord,
me and the dude said, "I said, did he stop?" He was like, "No, ma'am, no, ma'am, he didn't." I said, "All right, then." So it was a smooth flight. Other than that, it was fine. So I started watching. I was watching like Hobbs and Shaw or something, just chilling.
I bet that was enjoyable.
It was enjoyable.
Instead of watching shit on your little ass phone. I don't mind Southwest, but boy.
I love Southwest. I am a Southwest lover. But let me tell you, when my ass got back to Atlanta, I said, damn it, Delta done won me over on the international. I'm only flying Delta because that flight going was rough. I was like, I'm so bored.
Exactly.
This is the longest 2.5 hours
of your life. Oh, well, luckily going, I was asleep. Two hours and 15 minutes. I can't sleep
on planes like that. Oh, like, I used to be able to. Now I can't. So,
before we take off,
you and Danielle, because Danielle was like,
she was asleep the whole way back.
Mouth open.
She was asleep the whole way back, too.
I said, oh, Lord. And then we got back early. He was like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Atlanta, the local time. It was funny because I looked around and everybody was looking at the time like.
And I tell you, that time fucks you up because you feel like we should be going back in time, but we're not. Matter of fact, I never looked at that damn map. I never looked at that map because that still don't make no sense to me. I know for a fact
why we didn't
Cancun is at least beneath New Orleans, right?
Technically.
Hold up. Okay, it is.
There was no time difference, which helped.
Okay, Birmingham is an hour behind us, right? No. I'm pretty sure Alabama is on Central Time.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Cancun is like directly, like if you were to go from Birmingham and just keep on going down, which I did not realize it was that far over. I thought it was like
over here.
Yeah,
yeah. I thought it was closer to California.
Well, it is.
Well, you know, like on the, not on, I know what you mean. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, Birmingham is on Central Time. Who knows what's going on up there? I'm going to look it up. World clock.
I looked at the time. He said, we'll have you on the ground about 30-35 minutes. I said, go on ahead, Delta. That man did not play. And shout out to Atlanta Airport for being so goddamn organized on the customs tip.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had never flown international into Atlanta.
Really?
Mm-mm. All my internationals have gone out. Like, when I flew to Thailand, I flew out of New York. So I came back in through New York instead.
Okay. Atlanta's customs are pretty good. Mm-hmm. I've had maybe long experiences. And for some reason, it was just like one of those days, one of those times where it was probably like five flights that arrived at the same time. But other than that, it's normally super quick.
It was so quick.
There's tons of little portal things. Tons of them. People are nice.
Even when I went to Costa Rica, I flew that. I had a layover in Florida, so I stopped in Florida first.
And did the customs there. Birmingham, Alabama.
So it was overall, and then I got back. Marlon had cleaned the entire house and my car.
It's Central Time, so I don't know what the fuck Cancun got going on. They said, fuck it, we're going to be with.
I didn't mind it. It was great because I didn't have any jet lag or anything of the sort.
I wanted an extra hour when we got there. I wanted us to have an extra hour in that day. Imagine if we had an extra hour to get them damn golf carts.
Oh, yeah.
We might not have been as drunk going to dinner.
Possibly. Possibly. But, yeah. Came back. Marlon stayed at the house while I was gone. So, mm-hmm. he cleaned up.
Nice.
Folded my clothes. Nice. Cleaned my car. Took it to the car wash.
Nice.
I was like, oh. Left me flowers and chocolates and a little note. I was like, oh, thanks,
Tyrell,
boo.
Brought me attitude.
Oh.
That's all he brought me.
He brought me attitude. I walked in. I knew he was doing something because I saw him on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what is he? I said, okay, he's cleaning out my car. That I could tell, but mm-hmm. I thought he was just taking trash out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what all he had done until I got home and mm-hmm. I was like,
wow.
Oh, shit. You Ooh,
let me go lay down.
Really? I said, oh, he cleaned.
That's the
so
best.
Then I was like, oh, da, da, da. And then he came back from work and we caught ourselves watching The Secret Life of Pets 2 and Kirsten was gone.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, girl, you snored so loud. I said, I was tired. It took me, I mean, that day I woke up the next day and I went right back to sleep. I slept till at least 11.
We had a really, really productive weekend when I got back. Mm-hmm. We got so much stuff done around the house last weekend. But yeah, I definitely got my sleep in. Like, yeah. I slept till 11 every day of the weekend.
It was necessary.
And on Friday.
It was necessary.
Yeah.
And then even going back to work on Monday, I was like, I'm tired as hell.
Yeah.
I went home and passed out. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was good. It was good. It was my first time out on a trip in years. So it was good. Nice warm weather. It was funny.
The weather was perfect.
The weather was beautiful. Had a good time. Yeah. It was... To Monica, told some what? No, it wasn't her. Aaron told some. We didn't know you had all that under them t-shirts.
Them two were out of control.
I said, I'm sorry.
Them two
talking about some. Just saying. She's like, I said, what? I'm just saying. Just gonna throw that out there. You know, them t-shirts had you covering up a lot. We ain't know that this is all going on up under there.
Oh, I said,
y'all are crazy.
Oh man.
They had me rolling. The two of them are a hot mess.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, it was good. It was a great trip. Good times. I think, was the tequila Jose Cuervo? Because if it was.
Where? On the boat?
Well, yeah.
I think so.
If it is, I need to go buy some.
I'm 99% sure it was Jose. I don't know why I made that decision that day to go with tequila, but I was like, here I am. I'm going to stick with it. And I felt fine.
It was good.
And we took a lot of shots on that boat.
But I was fine.
Me too.
I
drank a lot of water though, in between, like throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept losing water bottles, so I don't really know how much
I lost water bottles.
Yeah.
So. But. It was good. The tequila was good. The shrimp and pico was delicious.
Y'all, so fresh made ceviche and guacamole came with our boat ride. And
them
it was like,
fire.
When I tell you that snack hit at the right motherfucking time,
they knew.
And oh my gosh. So they bring out the ceviche. It's this huge platter, plenty for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally some of the
that's the best.
It might be the best ceviche I've ever had. It was so fresh, y'all. Not a hint of fishiness.
Uh-uh.
Kirsten gonna say, this shrimp and pico was good. Ma'am.
Tasha said, it's ceviche. I said, oh, excuse me.
Ceviche.
Yeah.
Not shrimp and pico, nigga.
Which is technically, that's what it is, though. Shrimp.
Sounded like
and
she was
pico.
At Chipotle. Let me get some of that shrimp and pico, cheese, sour cream. I hit her with the bougie voice.
It's ceviche. I said, oh, okay.
It was.
It was so
man.
Good.
Y'all know it was good to me because I was fucking it up, and y'all know. Although I typically like ceviche as long as you can get really good ceviche in Miami, by the way. So if you go and you see it, you can usually trust it. Here is a toss up. But that was outstanding.
That is absolutely delicious.
Wee.
They killed that. And the guacamole was fire.
Yeah, that guacamole was good too.
I said, well.
And the chips were good.
That's what I said. The chips were good as hell. They were the perfect amount of crisp and thickness.
Yes, they were so good.
Damn it, Mexico.
They were awesome.
That boat ride was a blast.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
That was my favorite part of the trip.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. All right. So should we jump into some hot topics?
Sure.
Because I don't really have anything that's happened, just doing stuff around the house. Oh, remember when I tell you that guy falsely accused me of hitting him on the way home from work? I had court for that today.
Oh, how'd that go?
I just took the L and took the fine.
Oh.
Yeah. I could have pled not guilty and hired an attorney and filed it, but I don't feel like it. I have way too much going on.
I know the feeling.
And I just, Tyrell was like, you should have like fought it or da 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 da. Ask for community service, which I did ask. I was like, is there anything else I can get other than this fine? And the solicitor was like, no. She did reduce it down for me though. But
that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I was just like, you know what? I was like, I'm just accepting that somewhere I put out some bad karma and this is coming back to me. I don't know exactly what I did. That's the only thing. I wish sometimes you got a karma receipt.
You know where
I know it wasn't that specific incident.
Oh, okay.
Because that was all him. And he's had some bad karma for putting me through this.
Okay.
But yeah, $400.
Oh, sounds like that super speeder ticket I got that one time.
But I was in there with the traffic thugs.
The traffic thugs.
Traffic thugs and shoplifters, girl. This was all like
traffic thugs and shoplifters.
This wasn't normal people. Oh, like all of us have like legit like traffic offenses.
Y'all
like
got legit cases.
Suspended licenses. Oh, shit. Let me tell you about this one nigga before we get started.
Uh oh.
So he, I guess, got a ticket for failure or not having registration tags. Mm. So before they're getting started, we had this hilarious hot ass mess judge. He was just super sweet, but just a mess. And he was really good about educating. This is what I think you should do, but you can do this. This is your options. Let's talk through it. You're here for this. It's your first offense now. If you just take the fee, you'll be done with it. No points on your license. Da 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 da. You got a trial now. But do you want to go to trial for a parking ticket? We gonna go to parking ticket trial. I was like, this man is out of control.
So, he gonna go to parking ticket trial.
I was like, oh my God.
It's so hard to keep it together.
Girl, I was back there cackling, cackling. Me and the guy next to me. Oh my God. So I guess maybe if you don't have registration, it's as simple. So before we're like, he's gone through explaining everything, what the process is going to do. He's getting ready to call roll and you stand up and you say what you want to do. So before he calls roll, the clerk is like, do we have anybody here that is here for a registration offense? Like not having a registration. This one guy, me. Okay, great. So we can take care of you first. You have your proof, your new proof of registration. I don't got it.
Nigga, why are you here?
You had one job.
Right.
See, I had to go to we don't need all the explanation.
Right.
I had to go to work and I didn't have time to go home to get my what?
So why are you here?
What? She so said, okay, this only applies.
If you have
the documentation.
Right.
I was back there like me. The guy next to me was just cracking up at me because I'm like,
this nigga.
And he's like. But yeah, it was all like failure to pay stuff, suspended licenses, stuff like me, where it was not a hit and run, but a failure to report, quote unquote. Like no like speeding tickets or anything unless like you hadn't like paid or you missed your court date and now your license is suspended, stuff like that. And then shoplifters, niggas are really out here shoplifting, Kirsten.
I believe it.
I mean, niggas are in. We had a couple people that were in jail that they had to do like their let them out basically and talk about what's happening with them. Niggas just out here shoplifting.
I need to meet this judge.
I don't remember his name.
That's funny.
But when he started, because he was telling everybody's business. All right. So I see you are here for failure to report. This is your first offense. Excellent driving record, by the way. All right. So we learned everybody's business.
You're supposed to. That's how they do.
Everybody's business.
That's what they do. They just call it out. They don't care.
I'm like, no, it's fine. I had to turn my cell phone off. Y'all are all the entertainment
I
needed.
I'm telling you, some courts, you'd be like, this shit is hilarious. People crazy as hell.
Lord Jesus.
I said, ooh,
Some people had a reckless driving. Ooh, this was a good one. And then we're moving on. So this guy had I think he was a public defender. Okay. But he had a speeding and a reckless driving charge, right? Shit. And he got arrested that night. Mm-hmm. He was not in jail now or anything. He like posted bond and was just going through. So the judge, when it's his turn, all right, reckless driving and speeding. All right. Well, how fast were you going? 119.
Whoa!
Well, what kind of car you got, young man? Oh, okay. That's how it was. Okay, I see.
What car did you have?
Some sort of Mitsubishi something. Okay, okay. But he said, what kind of car do you have? And then he said, is it a motorcycle? So he tells him the car. Where were you? Oh, and then the attorney goes like, says everything that he's done. He's already done his community service. He's already paid fine, whatever, da, da, da. And when he brought up how fast was it going, and he said 119. Why the attorney gonna chime in? It was downhill, sir. The judge gonna say, downhill?
It was downhill.
You didn't have to say that. 119? Oh, it was downhill. So he only would normally been going 110.
Right.
Ooh.
Downhill.
Yo, they have been dying.
Oh, God. But yeah. 119 downhill.
Downhill.
Where the fuck were you at?
400. Where the fuck is a downhill on 400?
I can't think of that.
He was like, the cops probably thought you was drinking. They probably thought you was drunk. So it's good you don't have a DUI. All right, well, it looks like you didn't. They moved on. Look like you don't have anything supposed to.
He probably be having so much fun in there with them folks.
He was all about getting us out of there. Yeah. All right. Just remember, if you do want to speak to a solicitor, make it quick. Don't be in there trying to explain yourself, da 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 da. Make it quick. You got people, look at your neighbor. They want to go home.
AKA, his ass want to go home.
It was a mess. It was organized, though.
That's good.
Oh, all right, guys. Enough with our own shenanigans. Okay. Let's dive in.
Do we want to start with the Royals?
Why not?
All right.
Ba-dun-dun.
For those that don't know, today it was announced that Harry and Meghan Markle
said, fuck this shit.
Basically, they will be stepping back from their senior positions in the royal institution, family, whatever. They want to become financially independent and will now be splitting their time between the UK and North America, aka fuck y'all. We out.
But I just also want to say that by financially independent, they're relinquishing about 5% of the income that they receive.
Yeah.
So 95% of their income comes from their father. Uh-huh. Well, his father, uh-huh, which I don't get.
There's some
business thing or something. Okay.
That they've had since 1337.
Got you. So that's separate from taxpayers. Mm-hmm. Taxpayers, mm-hmm, only accounted for about 5% of their income.
Money, yeah.
So
they still are. Right. Now, I took it as I said, maybe she can go back into acting, but probably not.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean,
that's going to be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. But I took it as fuck you, media.
Basically.
And they're tired. We're going to be living part time in the UK, but fuck this shit. We're going to be living in Canada because
nobody's dealing with this. I was reading it. I was like, I mean, Harry probably was like, well, shit, I ain't going to be king no way. I don't give a fuck.
I don't think he ever really wanted to be.
He said he didn't really care to be king. It would be his dad would have to relinquish the throne. His brother and all his brother's kids would have to relinquish the throne for Harry to be,
mm-hmm,
king. And Harry said, fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, while Archie was born into royal tradition, he's going with us to North America and he's going to be raised as a regular kid.
Yeah. Well,
so, well mostly
quote unquote regular.
Yeah.
Not really regular.
Royal, but regular.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. Archie would be my boyfriend.
Okay. Try and get that plotting. Old money. Get that old money.
And you know they will be.
Mm-hmm.
15 years from now.
Yep.
Plizzotting.
Mm-hmm.
So will they live in Toronto?
Probably. I'd imagine so. But her mom lives in L.A.
Where
California.
She's from.
California. Yeah. So I don't know.
They've got the money. Question. She'll probably live part-time.
Yeah. Well, I think her mom was going to move in with them in the UK, but I guess they had already told her, like, just stay there because we're not going to be here full-time anymore.
Look, do what makes you happy.
That's what I said. Do what you feel is best. The lady has been getting scrutinized in the media since the day they announced their engagement, even a little before then.
Yep.
So I'm not surprised that they got fed up. When have you ever seen a royal sue the tabloids? Harry was pissed.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
I mean, they're normally nasty, but they've been even more nasty with Meghan, which isn't surprising.
Nope.
And even I, because I follow them, I follow the Sussex on Instagram, and I was just like, let me go look through some of these comments. Why? And I saw a number of them were like, his brother and Kate are doing this just fine with three kids. It must be her.
No.
He had no intentions of doing this before he met her. It must be her.
No, that's not
true. First of all, go away.
That's not true.
And y'all are the reason. Bye.
Yes. Y'all are the reason as to why this is happening to begin with.
Really?
What do you expect?
I was delighted, actually, to see that.
Me
was
too.
Like,
I said, good for you, girl. Good.
Live your best life.
Yeah. Do what makes you happy. If you want to do whatever it is you want to do without being so public, go for it. Mm-hmm. If you want to get back to your life before. And I think Harry probably has something to do with it, telling her, like, look, if you need to do whatever, whatever, do what makes you... He seems like the type that would be like, do what makes you happy.
May have been his idea.
Right. No one knows. So
I think the baby was the game changer.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. The baby, and then the baby having to grow up with his mom being treated that like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Harry was like, we're washing our hands of this fuck shit.
Yeah.
It's time to go home.
Yeah. But yeah, that's
good for
been
him.
The-
Live your best life, Harry and Meghan. I'm not mad at y'all at all.
Nope. Mm-mm. Go to Canada and
kick it.
Literally.
Because Canadians are
You don't have cool. to work.
No.
I know you said so you can be financially independent, but you don't have to.
Mm-mm.
You don't have
They're
to
gonna
be.
They're going to do their charity.
It's overrated.
I'm say that because, I'm tired.
Mm. Okay.
And I got to get up tomorrow and do it all over again.
Oh, two more days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay.
What else has been going on, Kirsten?
So, the baby was arrested in North Carolina. He was arrested, and then while he was in custody, they found out that he also had a warrant out for his arrest in Dallas. But somehow the baby has gotten out of all of these things.
Well, I know the Charlotte one, he was like, nah, we fight.
Well, yeah,
this.
No, Charlotte one, he fought, but then he got arrested. Oh, it was in Miami. He got arrested for a promoter contracted him to come perform
in Miami,
and did not pay him all that he was owed.
Okay,
so the baby allegedly robbed this man and poured apple juice all over him.
Why apple juice?
I don't know, but it was apple juice. So he was arrested for that. So then they sent him to jail, and then that's when they found out he had a warrant in Dallas for criminal activity or some shit like that.
What the hell does that mean?
He was fighting in an airport, and you know, in the airport you can't act up because the airport is a different law than the rest of like every day outside of the airport. But those charges were effectively dropped yesterday.
I'm not
sure what the Miami thing is about, but he is out of jail now.
I'm glad that these were dropped, but I also need him to calm the fuck down.
Yeah. Well, like, apparently in the video, there's a video, he wasn't the aggressor in the fight
in Dallas. Okay.
The person that he got in the fight with was fucking with him, and he defended himself. Like he did in the Louis Vuitton store.
Yeah.
The other guy. Like, why y'all keep messing with this man?
Because he's little and they think that they can try him.
They think he's just going
to... And they're jealous.
Yeah, he's an adorable man.
Because he's not the baby, he's our baby.
He is adorable, but the man has manners. Like, he's very nice from what I've read. Everybody that has, like, had an experience with the baby has always said, he's a really nice guy. He's super sweet and just cool and
he's
nice.
He's adorable.
He is very adorable to be so little.
He's little or not.
R. Kelly's two girlfriends got in a fight today.
With each other?
Yeah. What's the one that was popping off at the mouth the most in the Gayle interview?
Irrelevant.
Azriel.
Oh, Lord.
I guess she bought her own house with what money, I'm not sure. But apparently, I guess she has come to like some type of realization that the life she was living really wasn't good for her. So I think she's trying to get back in with her family and all that. And apparently they're moving out of his apartment. And the two girls got in a fight today in that apartment. About what about necessarily, I don't know. But in the scuffle, you can hear Azriel tell her that she's going to jail because she had sex with a minor, which is her. Well, had sex with her while she was a minor. So she's going to jail for that. And she's going to press charges because they got in the fight and the girl hit her with her phone and some other things.
That's not funny. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know. So that's what happened. Yeah.
I want to know where she got this
home. The money for this home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was curious too. Not sure what's going to come of that. But, you know.
Yeah.
Good for her if she really is trying to, like, get her life together.
Yeah.
And be with her family. Like, back with her family.
I hope so.
Same.
I don't know. I think I just need to keep reminding myself that this child was brainwashed.
Very much so.
So she's got a lot of mental recovery to do. And that may not ever fully, you know,
recover. Heal. Yeah. But yeah. Shout out to her if she really is, you know, trying to get her life together.
Yeah.
Let's see what else has happened. Sorry. Justin Bieber has revealed that he is battling Lyme disease.
It's unfortunate. Yummy.
Is it? I don't like that song.
I like everything but the chorus.
Yummy.
I hate that he says yummy, yummy so many times.
I've never called my anything yummy, yummy. Oh.
Excuse me. No, I haven't either. Oh, okay. I'm just saying. that I just really had stuff in my throat. Okay. Yeah, I like it, but I just hate how many times he says, yummy, 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 yummy. Okay. And then he repeats it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of that word. Mm-mm. But other than that, I like the beat and I like the verses.
Okay.
You don't like the beat?
Nah. I don't know. It's just not, it doesn't do it for me. It's just like
It was a mediocre
very much so
resurgence.
Very much so. Like, but he could have done a whole lot better than that.
The thing about Lyme disease is that, you know, it's like some people don't believe in it at all.
I don't know. So it's weird. Some people are like, fuck, you got Lyme disease? The fuck is that? Some people
are like, I have Lyme disease.
Yeah.
I'm very sick.
Yeah.
Like Yolanda.
Yolanda.
From Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
You know I don't watch that.
I thought you watched Beverly Hills.
I only watch Atlanta, which is disappointing me at the moment. But
this last episode was really good.
That one was good. The one coming up is supposed to be quite
good. This Toronto trip, I wonder why it's good. Because NeNe's there.
Well, not even that. She popped up at the midway through the past episode that came up. She wasn't there in the beginning.
And the beginning was boring.
Oh, okay.
It really wasn't that interesting.
No. But
besides watching Candy try to learn how to dance, do the
that poor girl.
Yeah, she ain't got no rhythm. Concentrated.
She was really trying. Poor baby. She tried.
Her face looked like
right. So it'll be interesting. This episode coming up is gonna be.
Oh no! Okay, I will say the episode before the proposal episode was good too.
That one was
because Kenya showed her fucking true colors.
She sure did.
I can't stand her.
Pissed me off that day. Candy was so mad. Why would you do that? Went outside. She was so mad.
Because it always has to be about her. Kenya, then when they went to that dinner, I was dying. I was over in the corner like, Mark, who can't stand you. But
Mark said, take it all. I'll build it again. I said, ooh.
That's what I told her. He's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
An ass for a hole. Let me tell you. They match.
He is an asshole. He is. I said, how did this work out? Because I imagine they clash. But they said she's very, very, she even said she's very submissive in her relationship.
Which pisses me the fuck off. Why we've talked about this off? Because it's always the submissive women that think they can talk to other women any like kind of crazy way. Yeah. They assert all you their don't dominance. Run
your relationship.
So they have to assert it like someone else. And it's like, us. No, you need to channel some of that towards your asshole husband over there who's basically telling you that you're not worth anything, that you he can leave you or you can leave him, that's fine, that he doesn't want a vacation with you, that ooh, child, don't get me started. That you're a problem. Mm. He said, I ain't got no problems with Nene. Mm-hmm. But she apologized.
I said, no, you know you're not supposed to do that. That is what you're not supposed to do. Even Mike was like, well, if she coming for her, then I it's going to be a problem. I said, thank you, Mike.
He was like, I know. She was nice to me. You know what I liked?
Right. I said, oh.
She introduced me to her husband.
Right.
I'm like, said, ooh, you are. Shit. A piece of work, and I don't like you, but I like how you're checking.
I just want to remind you that you were offended when she said that I was having a buffalo baby.
He was like, that wasn't right.
Yeah, he was like, that wasn't right. But other than that, she was cool. I said, oh.
That was funny when Nene said that, though. Is she carrying a buffalo?
She was big.
And then Nene had some good one-liners in this last episode. It was something about... Oh, goodness. It wasn't when they hung off the building. It was something before that, I think. And about them trying something. And she said, I tried it or something. I got to find it, but it was perfect. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to use that line. It was something like, I'm trying it or I can't remember, but it was good. And I was like, ooh, that's a Nene-ism right there.
A Nene-ism.
Yeah.
Yep, good old Mark. Is this your first marriage? It's not. Well, you know, you guys just have to figure it out. He was like, She was like, Mark didn't want to have the prenup talk. He was like, because you can take it on. I'll build it again. I said, oh, okay.
You just can't have the internationals. That's basically, me, baby. That's all me.
That's all me.
But I was like.
You could take the stuff in Brooklyn. It's fine.
Right.
He's like, I'll build it again. It's fine. I said, oh, damn.
Right.
I was like, well, then he's an interesting one.
This is why somebody told him, don't go on TV. Don't go on TV. And he went. And now look.
And now people hate you. I will say that one scene where he had visited and they were in the kitchen and she was trying to talk to him and that man was answering her through the baby.
That was so disrespectful. That was fucked up. So disrespectful.
I was like, not even. I wouldn't wish that on nobody. That's fucked up.
I wouldn't wish it.
That was fucked up.
But I did not enjoy watching
it. And then he scolded her for not having breakfast in the kitchen. I said, oopsie. Nigga, if you don't take your ass.
You get what you get.
Cook that shit your damn self. Look, it's Kenya, called Uber Eats, Postmates.
You may need to go back to paying these niggas.
I'm saying.
Because he's embarrassing you on TV right now. Walter would never.
Walter. Matt wouldn't either, even though his ass is crazy as fuck.
He did adore her.
He did. And now his ass stay in some legal trouble.
Does he? Because he's crazy. Yeah.
He just got arrested not that long ago in like Vegas or some shit.
How did they meet again?
In the gym.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Something about them gym.
I forgot about him. Yeah, he was crazy. I did feel bad for her about that stuff.
He was crazy. Like showing up out of nowhere, breaking shit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. Okay.
He said, girl, you got that yummy, yummy. Had him prison. No, yeah, he showed his dark side.
Yeah, he was wild.
But everything, I feel like it's funny. It's funny how these things work because I feel like everything that she doesn't get from Mark, like she got from Matt. That adoration, that having your back, that loyalty, that respect to that on that level, not the abusive level, but. Yeah, it's funny how it works. But you got to be a better person. Yeah, you're never going to get good if you're not a good person, Kenya. True. So if you hear this, I have faith in you. I think you've got a lot of mommy issues that contributes to how you interact with women. Mm-hmm. But you got to be a better person. That Marlo shit, unnecessary. Not a good person.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not a good person.
Okay.
But anyways, we got here because Yolanda... A previous cast member on Real Housewives.
Has Lyme disease.
She said she does. Oh, and she was sick. It's just weird because like it's a weird disease.
Where
to
were
try
you at
and,
that you would buy ticks?
Well, Yolanda has a full garden.
Oh,
she has
well
like
then.
She had a full lemon, orange, huge garden. Well, that makes so she sense. Was outside legit all the time picking okay. flowers and fresh oranges and lemons and tending okay. to them. Justin Bieber, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yolanda is the mother's, she's the mother of BB and of Gigi and Bella Hadid.
Oh, she's their okay. mom. Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
But yeah, I also feel like Justin's still just going through a lot of mental shit. I don't know he when he'll be right.
He is. I'm sure he is.
But I hope this album is as good as the last.
Let's hope.
Because we've been waiting. So, what else has been going on?
Honestly, nothing. It's still fresh in the year.
Really?
What am I missing?
Okay, we literally are in practically a war.
Oh, well. Yeah, there's that. I try to avoid talking about that.
No,
man.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding. Y'all know I'm not kidding.
Well, but. For that, I'll say to every single troop that is being deployed right now due to the actions of this man, my prayers are with you and your family. Y'all should not be like, this is one of these times that I just do not agree. I don't. It was. The thing is, Bush and Obama both had the option to kill this man, and they chose not to because of the repercussions that will come after the fact. This yep. man just did it, Toma. I wanted to prevent a war. You're starting some shit.
Didn't tell Congress.
Fucking idiot. Didn't and then put a tweet about it, alerting them that this is what it is. Like, it's just, talking about him drains me. So I try
and
not
people
to.
People are supporting it. I just want y'all to know that's why you got to get out and vote.
Vote. It's because so important.
His followers are like
mm-hmm. gung ho.
I can't wait to see what he does to retaliate mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Y'all gotta get out and vote. Mm-hmm. Register, y'all. For real. Like, this is the time to be registered because yeah, the deadline will be approaching later mm-hmm. this year. So, like, for real,
just get that done.
Register vote. To vote. It's mm-hmm. simple as hell. Get it done. Mm-hmm. But this is it's just unnecessary.
So unnecessary, and it's so unfortunate.
Because it really is. I just hate that we look this way out in the world.
So happens we got a dodo bird for a damn president. Mm.
He's like the Regina Georges of presidents. Like, nobody likes you except for your loyal skank, mm-hmm. loyal band of skanks. Mm-hmm. I think that was their name. Loyal band of skanks. But you think that everyone loves you.
Yep.
And you have enough power to make some stupid shit happen. He literally is the Regina George of presidents. Where is, what's Lindsay Lohan's character name?
Fuck.
Kate. Wasn't it Kate?
I don't know. Let me just Google.
We need Kate and the other two people.
What was her name in that? Katie.
Katie. Yeah, Katie and her two friends. We need them to like come up and plot some shit. Mm-hmm. Who's the Katie in this? It's definitely not Joe Biden. It could be.
It
equally as dumb. Smarter, but like rap. I don't know. I don't know.
He just constantly puts his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. So, we've got the Iranian stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And anything else? That's been the bulk of it. Mm-hmm.
Work playlist?
Oh, Kirsten's like, so moving on.
Because I legit can't think of anything else. It's been, it's only the 8th. Hasn't been nothing too cuckoo. The biggest thing was that Trump thing. Oh, and then Australia is on fire.
That's what it was.
Australia is on fire. Koalas and animals of all shapes and sizes and species are dying. It's really unfortunate. And,
did you hear about the nude model? Raising money.
Oh, yeah. She raised some bank.
Yeah, and then Instagram shut her profile down.
Fucking idiots.
I mean, they said it
went against their policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. She needs to open up an OnlyFans.
But she said that, I read on BuzzFeed that she was in an online sex
worker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
She's probably had an OnlyFans or she was a cam girl.
Okay, because I was like, why not just say she's a porn star? There's a difference.
She probably wasn't having sex.
Got you. Okay. See, I needed that differentiator because I was like, what does this mean? What does an online sex worker mean?
Yeah.
Because when you say online sex worker.
Or an OnlyFans of some sort.
Okay. I was like,
I'm. Sex work because she's showing her body and it's very sexual.
Got you.
And people
are not necessarily having sex.
Exactly.
Got you. Thank you for clearing that up, Kirsten. Speaking of, we got to get my feet on the internet.
Oh, yes. We still need to make your Instagram profile for your feet.
I don't want Instagram. Oh, we talked about this.
I'm sorry. It's OnlyFans. That's what it is.
Okay. Do you name them?
Name what? Your feet?
Yeah.
I'm sure you could if you wanted to. I've never heard of people doing that. I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of people doing.
I need someone with an OnlyFans account to walk me through this.
It's quite simple, actually.
You got one?
I don't. Considered it once.
What were you going to sell?
Boobies.
You should.
I have them.
Just zoom in on them bathing suit pictures. Wow.
They really weren't on full display to me, at least. I don't know. Were they? I feel like
they looked great.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
There was a lot of side boobage. Yes.
Titty. All right. Yeah, Australia,
kangaroos and koalas.
I feel like there's other stuff going on. I mean, we had the Golden Globes that just happened, but that's a snooze fest. Besides, whatchamacallit, going off on the celebrities and telling them that they don't live a real world, so they need to stop commenting on real world stuff. Blue Ivy turned 8.
Yes, and two journalists said something about Blue Ivy on Twitter. Let them have it.
What? I missed this.
They said something basically saying that she looks like Jay-Z, and they felt really, really sorry for her, and she's probably going to have plastic surgery like the Jenners and Kardashians by 16. And that's just paraphrasing.
Were they white?
Of course.
What publication were they associated with?
It was a big one.
I missed this.
It was a very known one. I can't remember the name.
I also missed apparently the going in that Black Twitter did on Tyler Perry.
With his work ethic bullshit.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's because you don't pay nobody. You don't pay your writers. You have to do that shit yourself. Firing people because they wanted a writers union. Fuck out of here, Tyler.
I have a friend on Facebook who posted about it. And then one of his friends, don't know this person I can't even tell you the name, whatever. But I guess this person works in film and he was a production assistant on one of his sets. And he was like, because they were talking about the lack of quality in Tyler Perry's movies. Like, yes, you did contribute to, you know, Black cinema, but not in an overly positive or quality way.
It has everything to do with Black women going through some shit. Right. Never anything positive.
And he listed like a number of things that are wrong. And then this guy commented and was like, the main problem with Tyler Perry's quality for his shows or movies is that he treats them like a play. Mm-hmm. He only does 1 to 2 takes for like every scene and then moves on instead of like doing it until things get right.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, wow.
I've heard that before. I've seen that because he's quick. He shot was that terrible movie known Acrimony in 8 days.
That terrible movie.
That movie is fucking terrible.
He was like, come on, Taraji. It's only going to take a week.
Basically, I just want to know how her ass got on that goddamn boat. If you ever seen Acrimony.
I refuse.
Please let. I'm telling you, have to watch it just in the sense because it's that terrible that it's good. Like, it's like, this movie is fucking horrible, but this shit is entertaining. Like, if anyone has watched Acrimony, let me know how the fuck she got on that boat. Because I haven't figured it out yet.
Nobody knows.
Bruh, it was like they were on land and then out of nowhere, they're in the middle of the fucking ocean and she's on a boat trying to kill folk.
Stowed away.
Oh, please. I mean, you should show that. Like, that kind of carries the story forward. Like, that's a very large gap of
land. And then she's on the boat. Imagine them in the
middle of the ocean. Like, how...
How'd she get on the boat? We don't have to show that. Don't worry. She'll just be on the boat.
Right, basically. He just was like, fuck that. That's not in the budget. Move on.
Lord. All right. There's more to talk about, but I forgot. We can talk about that off of here.
Okay.
I was like, we haven't talked about Power coming back.
Oh, okay.
Woo! They say this is a big rich town.
It was a good episode. It was an
excellent episode.
I like the way they're setting this up.
I was like, we getting perspective.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. But each person has their own episode.
I love it.
I said, why didn't y'all do this before?
That would have taken too long. I like how this is ending.
This is good.
Yeah.
Dre had his own episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Who's au revoir.
Is it Blanca?
No, I don't think Blanca's next. I think
or is it
Is Tate? It Oz?
No, it is Tate.
I think
is
Tate's next.
I think so, yeah.
Which we know he didn't do it. Mm-hmm. But based on what happened with mm-hmm. him and Dre. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a good episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kirsten said spoiler alert. So if you hadn't seen it, you know, this was your last chance basically. To pause. But, you know, he stayed around a lot longer than we all thought we would.
I just knew his ass was going to get killed early.
And to die so easily.
Because his ass couldn't go nowhere.
Ha ha. Mm.
What's his name? What's Two-Bit's friend?
Spanky.
I love Spanky. I love Spanky.
He gonna die.
I know.
Now that he's snitching, mm-hmm. he's gonna die.
I wonder if that's the end of Two-Bit's his story,
face
though.
Was like, damn. His Two-Bit's face looked like, damn, now I gotta kill you,
right.
Spanky.
Fuck, Spanky.
Shit. I did not want this on my conscience right. today.
I did not
want
to do that, bro. Damn.
Right. You was my or dog.
Tommy's gonna kill him.
One of the two.
It'll be interesting. But I love Spanky. He cracks me
Spanky's
up.
Spanky's such a good actor. He is. I tweeted him. I said, please get more roles.
I love Spanky.
You're
He's
a very good actor.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Me. They be cracking me up. Nah, calm down. Right. Calm down.
You have emotional issues. Right.
What, Francis?
Right. Love it. Love me some Spanky. And I love that they both have gotten more time in this season as well. Yeah. I've liked their character
their
development.
Their little like back and forth is good. So funny to me.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, did you see the after show?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, girl. So they were on it.
Oh, okay.
Two-Bit and Spanky.
Uh-huh.
First of all, Two-Bit being fine.
Oh, okay.
But Two-Bit got even bigger.
Oh.
Sitting on that couch looking like a extra, the king size caramel bar. Bar of what? I don't know.
Right.
Them Hershey bars, or but the caramel Snickers. Ones, the pretzel ones.
For Snickers.
No, not a Snickers. Something a little lighter. But boy, you were looking good.
I don't watch the after show usually.
The after shows are so good. Okay. You should watch them.
All right, I'll give it a chance.
All right, work playlist for real this time, guys. All right, so I listened to some throwback, been listening to some throwback Amy Winehouse.
Ooh.
I went to the This Is Amy Winehouse playlist and discovered some songs surprisingly that I had never heard.
Mm.
So one in particular that I've been obsessed with is called Wake Up Alone. Are you familiar with that one?
Mm-mm.
I'll play a little bit of it. It came out on the Hidden Treasures album.
Oh.
That's, I think, fairly new.
It's okay in the day. I'll stay busy, tied up enough so I don't have to wonder where is he. Got so sick of crying.
All right, you guys got a little taste, a little 30-second taste there. But yeah, let me see. It came out after she passed away,
mm-hmm.
but it came out a long time ago. It's called Lioness Hidden Treasures, and it just has a lot of songs that were like unreleased, or I think things that were not maybe on the albums that she had. And so I thought I had listened to that album a long time ago. Maybe I did and I just forgot, but there's some really good Amy Winehouse songs, and that's just been kind of my mood lately. I also discovered a couple of new songs and new artists that were on the alternative R&B playlist on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a song called So Slow by don't ask me who they are, but okay. I like it. This one actually was from the Aries playlist on Spotify, but Shawty by Remy Wolf. I like
that.
I've
heard that one.
Yeah. Shawty.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I've been digging into Verify by Jacquees. I was trying really hard to not like that song.
It still hasn't grown on me just yet.
That beat. I could listen to
instrumental.
I can't talk. Instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Doom, 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 doom.
It's a good beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. And then also been killing It Ain't My Fault by Trouble with Boosie Badass.
Okay.
It ain't my motherfucking fault.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've been all over the place. We've been a little jazz.
Yeah, a little
alternative R&B, a little poppy with the Justin Bieber Yummy, a little R&B with Verify, and then, of course, Dejanique. always lives inside me with the ain't my fault. And then I can't remember if we talked about this on our last episode, but Kehlani's new song with Keisha Cole.
Yes.
You like it?
It's okay.
I really like it. Mm. Never thought I'd say this, but I wish Keisha Cole wasn't on it. She sounds weird.
Really?
To me. Go back and listen to it. She sounds weird. Hmm. Like, she doesn't sound like herself to me. And like I feel like she brings the sound down, the song down. Oh. Yeah, I feel like it would have been better with Kayla. Her voice goes perfectly with the song, mm-hmm. Kehlani. Mm-hmm. So, but I really like that song, and despite the fact.
Okay.
What about you?
Listening to a little bit of Alicia Keys. She has a song
like with old Alicia Keys.
I don't know how old it is. I don't think the song is old. She has a song with Miguel. That I just love, came out. I love that song.
I don't really like it.
Show me love.
Maybe yes. Show me love. It would have been better without Alicia Keys.
Oh, geez. Okay. And also listening to a lot of Roddy Ricch. He's very, very fucking talented.
Is he?
There's a video of him playing the piano.
Okay.
And rapping at the same time.
I put a new folly on my feet.
That song is a bop. Every time that song comes on, I'm like,
I love that song.
I put the new folies on.
That is a feel good song. Buddy,
cause my niggas got it out the street. Hey. I keep running racks inside my dream.
Hey,
I
don't
hit a ball with a whole team.
Head.
I don't even get us a call cause I'm balling. Getting racks in the morning. Hey. Nah, bro, these niggas are the niggas salty. I've been getting money with the money. Whoa,
drip,
whoa.
Drip. Lip, lip.
Yes.
That's my jam.
Listening to quite a bit of Roddy Ricch. He's very, very talented. But I've also been listening to my top songs 2019 as well. Been mm-hmm. listening to that playlist. Quite delicious. Although there's some songs on there that I listened to like twice.
You may have fell asleep with them on one day or something.
Quite possibly.
That's what I'm like. How did you make it? I had to have taken a nap and accidentally left you on repeat or something.
I looked up and when did I listen to this? I listened to the song like twice.
My 2019 was not as good as my 2018 or 17.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully 2020 is better. But I haven't listened to a whole lot of new. I've also listened to, hold on, where'd it go? Where'd you go?
I'm hungry.
Oh, okay. Yep, haven't really been listening to much, honestly. Roddy Ricch has been on my main one. I think Pink Sweats put out something recently. Let me see if I can remember the name of it. He has a song, his own version of This Christmas. Not bad.
Damn.
And Pink Sweats is like an alternative kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And I really dig his voice. So mm-hmm. I highly recommend listening to it. It's pretty damn good.
Ooh. Why didn't I hear that during Christmas time?
And then 1111 has put out new music as well, which I thoroughly enjoy 1111 as well. Yeah. He has two new singles that are out. And then I do believe Party Next Door is actually supposed to be coming out with
a whole album,
Very soon, which I'm
I like Loyal.
To. Loyal is good. He's long overdue for an album.
Yeah,
so this
I
is
love
like,
Party Next Door.
He needs to hurry the fuck up.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right. This is like the perfect time for him to come out.
Why?
Because his music feels like cuddle and stay
see,
inside.
See, I think
warm
his music
weather.
Feels like summer. I feel like his music feels like false thoughtifying. Like you're making you got a lot of niggas and a lot of bitches. And you be draking them. You be curled up, telling them some secrets, but you have at least four others that you do the same thing with. You are wearing protection though. You're not an idiot.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not an idiot. Yeah.
You be going out your way for all of them, but just at different times to make them feel special. Come fall, you're going to be in some shit because people are going to be wanting commitments and you're not going to know who to choose. That's what Party Next Door music gives to me.
Oh, okay. That was a very good breakdown.
You're welcome.
That was good.
You're welcome.
Okay. Clapback.
I do not have a professional clapback this week. Y'all gotta let me. I'm barely like my clapback is like showing up.
Okay.
I'm still getting back into the groove of things. So okay. Next week I'll have a new one. I'm sure people will be trying me, and I'll have some good content. But this week has been a mess. I called out sick yesterday.
Ooh.
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. I did have some stomach issues.
Okay.
I had some stomach issues.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I was in court half the day today. Mm-hmm. So
you had a lot going on, my friend.
Yeah. There's that.
I'll have some next for you. I can think of is if somebody is giving you feedback and they give you non-tangible. No, if somebody, yeah, if you
ask this about to be my clapback. Go ahead.
If somebody is asking,
y'all should think you're some fake.
If you are asking somebody for feedback on work-related things, really anything, and they're not giving you tangible, constructive feedback that you can take and apply, you're gonna have to dig quite deeper. And if they're not giving it to you, I'd go to whoever else.
This is literally the advice I just gave Kirsten before we started.
You didn't say it, so I'm just doing.
Okay.
And if they're not giving it to you, then go above them and be like, hey, I asked so-and-so for feedback. They didn't really give me any. Who do I need to talk to get real feedback?
But don't phrase it like that.
Well, no, don't phrase it like that. Just say, you know, I want to grow. I want to progress.
Suck their dick a little bit.
All right.
Just a little bit.
And then
a little lick.
Just the tip.
Don't even put the full tip in your mouth. Just lick it.
I hate you. Okay. Tip of the week.
If I didn't have a professional clapback, you know I ain't got that. Let me think.
I have one.
Okay, go ahead. We don't have any emails, right?
No.
Okay.
I said I had one and now it's gone.
And okay. Just like that.
So my tip of the week would be, okay. So like I said, very early in this podcast that the Mexico trip was my first trip in years, right? Cause I haven't really been anywhere.
Now are you ready for more? Are you like, let's trip it up.
I'm okay. Like we can go somewhere else now. Yeah. So
it ain't my motherfucking fault. Sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
As you all know, Kirsten, I'm talking in third person. Kirsten has dealt with anxiety for 3 years now. My anxiety was very related to me traveling because my first experience with anxiety was me traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So my anxiety was very tied to it. This trip has helped me get over the hump of my traveling anxiety. I packed my damn Xanax that I did. But I did not need it very much. I only needed
Somebody did need it. I didn't think anybody would have it. We'll talk about it off air, but it's fine.
Okay. I couldn't sleep very much. Like, I tried to sleep, and my mind was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
During the day, I was completely fine, but I legit could not sleep. So I took some Xanax. Mm-hmm. That was all I needed it for. I didn't need it to get on a plane. I didn't need it for any of that. Literally just to sleep. Which was fine. Like, I'd much rather only need it for sleeping than need it to, like, get through an entire day. So, yeah, I would say when it comes to getting over things or working your way through things, take baby steps. Mexico was not very far.
Apparently not.
Going.
It's just south of Birmingham, guys.
Going took way longer than it should have. But coming back, we were back in a flash. Like, it was like.
Literally, the flash was driving our plane.
I promise you. You picked that shit up and tossed it.
Right.
So, yeah, I think take baby steps. I might not be necessarily ready to take my ass to Europe tomorrow, but I could probably do like a
three and a half, four hour flight
now. Like, I can, you know, ease your way back into it. And I would say my therapist gave me a lot of tips while I was away. Use this. If you have a support system, use them. That is what they are there for. If they are not supportive of you, honestly, they probably shouldn't be in your life to begin with. But if these people know that you deal with this anxiety and they are offering their shoulder for you to lean on or their phone is always on for you to text them or call them when you feel a type of way, use it. I promise you it'll make you feel better. I promise you it'll make you feel better. I used my support system. I think I only called my mom once while I was gone, honestly. I might have texted her a few times.
You know what? We did miss her. I missed her.
No, I didn't talk to her like that.
What?
Yeah, I didn't.
Damn, I'm just thinking about that.
I called her one time while I was away. Any other time, it was very short, like, text conversations. Mm-hmm. Even Marlon, I didn't talk to Marlon that often.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I used them a lot before I left so that while I was there, I was 10 times calmer than I probably would have been had I not done all that. Mm-hmm. So you just have to figure out the steps that you need to take in order to feel good so that way you can enjoy yourself. Oh, and the biggest thing, be present in the moment. A lot of times we have the issue of worrying about tomorrow, mm-hmm. worrying about the next day, or worrying about the... The best thing to do is focus on the day at hand. Mm-hmm. If you focus on the day, it's like you're here for 3 days. It's Tuesday. You don't leave till Thursday. Focus on the Tuesday. Enjoy yourself. That is all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just take baby steps.
Tequila does help.
Say that. Tequila. But I didn't get, surprisingly, I didn't get like super drunk. Mm-hmm. But tequila does help.
That first night I was drunk.
Yeah. A lot of people were.
I was drunk. That was entertaining. No more, though. Please. Please stop.
Yeah,
stop like, asking these fucking people like, for tequila shots. Yeah, because like, they buying them.
First of all, half the time they didn't ask; they just sent the shit. Oh, that's the whole thing.
And I'm literally taking it, thinking, I swear to God, please don't let this come back up. I beg of you, because I will take a
stay when down. I'm done.
God will push that shit right back up. And I was like, I'm gonna throw up on this white girl.
Oh no,
we're gonna go for it.
But yeah.
Wonderful tip, Kirsten. I'm so mm-hmm. grateful that you came.
I had a great time.
I'm glad that you had a great time.
It was tons of fun. Hilarity ensued. It was great.
It helped you overcome some of your travel anxiety.
It did.
Which is a very real thing that a lot of people suffer from.
And by the way, if you're anxious about flying, it's quite normal. So don't mm-hmm. feel bad about it. There's plenty of people. You're fine. There are plenty of people that love to travel that hate flying. That's normal. Yep. It's okay to feel that way.
Literally.
I promise you, you could get off the plane and feel perfectly fine, but there are plenty of people that are anxious about flying.
So literally. They be all over the world, too.
I'm telling you.
Xanax and all.
That's all you...
I'm telling y'all.
You just figure out what works for you.
Especially if it's a long flight, pop I'm that saying, shit.
And go to sleep.
Literally.
Call that shit a day, okay? Literally. Anywho, yeah. That's it. Happy New
Thank
Year.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your week, and we will see you. Well, we won't see you, but we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Bye, everybody.
Bye.